KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. Let Doug Towne help you out today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school volleyball around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Clarinda downing Atlantic 3-0. Harlan a 3-game sweep over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central defeating Red Oak 3-1. St. Albert took 3 straight from Creston last night as well. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Griswold over Tri-Center 3-2. IKM Manning beating Riverside 3-0. Missouri Valley topping Logan Magnolia 3-0. In Rolling Valley conference play, Adair Casey defeated Cam 3-0. It was Arweva over Charter Oak Ute 3-0. Coon Rapids Baird beating Boyer Valley 3-1. Exira EHK topping Peyton Sherdan 3-0. Exira EHK also beat West Harrison 3-0. It was Woodbine over Glidden Ralston 3-1. And Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 3-0. Also around the region last night, Abraham Lincoln beat Bishop Elon Catholic 2-1. Abe Lincoln over Sioux City East 2-0. Sioux City East beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. It was Earlham over Panorama 3-0. East Mills a 3-game sweep over Heartland Christian. East Union outlasting Nottoway Valley 3-2. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 3-1. Guthrie Center downing West Central Valley in 3 straight. Southwest Valley beat Lennox 3-1. And it was Stanton, a 3-game sweep over Essex last night in girls volleyball. In high school cross country last night, St. Albert was the boys' champ at the AHST cross country meet. The Falcons with 23 points winning the meet. Riverside with 39 was second. AHST with 87 points third. Audubon was fourth with a 101 total. Underwood had a 107 for fifth, and Trainer right behind at 108. Individually, Max Ross and Fred Hug, both of St. Albert, were 1-2 in the meet. Riverside's Brandon Sippert and Tom Brink placing third and fourth. Also for Audubon, Mitchell Nelson was the top finisher. He was eighth. Nathan Patti placing 10th for AHST in that meet. On the girls' side, Underwood wins with 60 points. St. Albert and Woodbine right behind with 61. Audubon had 73, Trainer 81, Riverside a 129 total. Individually, Hallie McMains of Woodbine was the champ. St. Albert's J.C. Martin placing second. Audubon's Megan Deist was a fourth-place finisher last night. Robbie Fanslau of Underwood placing fifth. Audubon's Kiara Brandon Spohr placing sixth last night. Also, Audubon's Carmen Malloy was a top-10 finisher. She placed 10th in last night's meet. Well, in baseball, Matt Holliday had 4 hits, including a 2-run homer to help the St. Louis Cardinals take over sole possession of the National League Central with an 11-4 win over the Colorado Rockies. The Cards entered the night tied with the Pittsburgh Pirates, who lost 5-2 at home to San Diego, as St. Louis reduced its magic number for clinching a playoff spot to 5 with the 11 games left. Holliday led an 18-hit attack by the Cardinals, who had 7 players with at least 2 hits. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington swept a pair from Atlanta 6-5 and 4-0. Philadelphia beat Miami 6-4. San Diego, as we mentioned, over Pittsburgh 5-2. San Francisco beat New York 8-5. Milwaukee over Chicago 4-3. And L.A. beat Arizona 9-3. In the American League, Asdrubal Cabrera drove in the go-ahead run in the 8th inning, and the Cleveland Indians rallied against the stingy Kansas City Royals bullpen for a 5-3 win. The Indians were shut out until the 6th inning by Yordano Ventura, who made an electric Major League debut. They tied the game at 3-3 in the 7th off reliever Kelvin Herrera, and Cabrera's double off of Wade Davis in the 8th scored Drew Stubbs and gave Cleveland the lead. Michael Bourne added a homer in the 9th to provide a cushion. The win allowed the Indians to remain a half game back of Texas and Tampa Bay in the AL wild card race. The Royals are 3.5 games back after the Rangers beat the Rays earlier in the night. That game was a final of 7-1 in favor of Texas. Elsewhere in the AL, Toronto beat New York 2-0. Detroit over Seattle 6-2. Baltimore edging Boston 3-2. Chicago beat Minnesota 4-3. Oakland over LA 2-1. One interleague game saw Cincinnati beat Houston 10-0. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini says he's happy at Nebraska and believes the Huskers have great fans. Pelini made those comments on the Big Ten teleconference a day after the release of a nearly two-year-old audio recording of a profanity-filled tirade in which Pelini criticized fair-weather fans.
Obviously, it wasn't representative of how I feel. You know, it was a difficult time, and I vented in a situation where I thought it was a private conversation, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that people anybody that offended, but it was never meant to be public.
Pelini says the perception that he is unhappy at Nebraska is false.
Well, I've had opportunities to leave Nebraska, so obviously I enjoy it here. My family enjoys it here. I mean, I don't know where that perception comes from, but I've had a good experience here. I've been very active in the community. I have great relationships here, and I have great support here.
Well, Pelini made those comments, oddly enough, after a Nebraska win. They rallied to defeat Ohio State in 2011. Well, Big Ten football coaches say there aren't many places where they can unload their frustrations about fans, reporters, or anyone else without paying a price. On a weekly call with reporters, Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz said that about the only person a coach can vent to in confidence is his wife, and he joked that that isn't even a sure thing. A sports website, Deadspin, this week released a two-year-old recording of Nebraska coach Bo Pelini complaining after a game about Cornhusker fans and news media. Pelini said he thought the conversation was private. He also has apologized. Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio said venting is a necessity. Ferentz said he tells his players to assume they're always being recorded, and coaches have to do the same thing. Well, Coach Ferentz says the Hawkeyes have a long way to go, but admits that his team got a confidence boost after Saturday's win at Iowa State. The Hawkeyes close out non-conference play at home Saturday against Western Michigan.
We all felt like we had a chance to have a good team. We still feel that way. We're not there yet. Right now, you know, no matter how you look at it, you can say, hey, we have a lot to work on, which we do. But, you know, the other side of the coin, too, is we're 3 points away from being, or 4 points away from being, undefeated right now. So, there are a lot of positives going on. We just got to keep working on the things that are holding us back.
Well, the Hawkeyes are 2-1, and with a victory Saturday would have a three-game win streak for the first time since October of 2010. Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are making strides in two areas. They're averaging nearly 240 yards rushing per game and giving up just over 97 yards on the ground per game. He says he'd like to see Damon Bullock and Jordan Canzeri get more carries to help keep Mark Wiseman fresh. Wiseman has 85 carries in three games.
So I think it's really important that we utilize the whole group and really bring them along so Mark can be at his best the whole season. You know, like Mark, to me, has proven himself to be a really good player, and he brings a real energy to our football team. But I think the other guys are good players, too, and we just got to get them integrated in there a little bit.
Western Michigan's coming off a loss at Northwestern. This will be the third Big Ten team Western Michigan has faced. They opened with a loss at Michigan State. Hey, check out the cost of Super Bowl tickets. Crack your checkbook if you think you want to go see the big game. The NFL says the highest priced tickets for this season's Super Bowl will be about $2,600 each for 9,000 premium seats for the February 2nd game at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's more than twice the $1,250 cost for similar tickets at last year's Super Bowl in New Orleans. The next tier of seats is expected to go for $1,500 compared to $950 in New Orleans. A league spokesman says 40% of general admission seats will be under $1,000. And in golf news, the Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island has secured the 2019 PGA Championship and the 2024 Ryder Cup. Bethpage Black first held a big tournament in 2002 at the U.S. Open. It held another U.S. Open in 2009 and the Barclays in 2012 as part of the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.